and welcome to this month's Naked Neuroscience podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, and brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. This month, we're touring through my favourite neuroscience nuggets for 2013, including finding out about the science of funny. I visited a laughter clinic to find out if faking giggles can stimulate the same brain circuits as a real laugh. Plus, bearing all in the banya, a Russian sauna, and getting whipped with birch leaves.
It's really cooling and incredibly pleasant. I'm getting nice rushes of air to my face as you're whipping me. I don't know what to say, I'm speechless actually.
That was all in the name of embracing local culture and demonstrating how the brain regulates temperature, or so I was told. We'll also be absorbing ourselves in addiction, hearing how mountain goats get their rocks off on psychedelics, elephants that munch into fermenting fruits, and cheeky monkeys that steal holidaymakers, mojitos. This is the Naked Neuroscience Podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. Before launching into the Naked Neuroscience Tour for 2013, let's kick off the programme by catching up with psychiatrist and pharmacologist Professor David Nutt from Imperial College London to find out his top neuroscience nuggets for the year, starting with number five.
The Festival of Neuroscience, the B&A Festival of Neuroscience, which I helped coordinate. First time we've ever done it. Fantastic display of British and international neuroscience, wonderful series of lectures, posters, symposia, and of course in parallel, the truly stunning public engagement process attracted even more people than the festival put on by the Wellcome Trust. So that was a truly memorable period of 4 days in London in April. So the second thing I would say is rather different, and this year has seen a very unique discovery in relation to the treatment of addiction. And a drug called Narmathene has been licensed, and it's to help people cut down their drinking. It's the first drinking modulator that's ever been put on the market. And this is very thrilling for me because it changes the whole paradigm in how we consider treating people who drink too much. And we all know people that actually don't want to be alcoholic, don't want to drink too much, but lose control. And this drug helps them, we think, gain control. So this is a truly radical innovation. It sets quite interesting challenges to neuroscientists to work out whether how it's working. Does it actually improve self-control? Does it reduce reinforcement and craving? That's not understood yet, but it's a first of its class, and it could be very, very advantageous to millions of people worldwide who would like to have sensible drinking. They don't want to binge, but they can't hold it together when they start.